federal fiscal year is like a haunted house you can't escape. You creep past the same corner over and over, and the same monster keeps popping out. That monster, the expiration of a continuing resolution and the resulting shutdown scare, recently escaped, and we had the shutdown. Though stuffed back in its hiding place, its effects linger. Here with his thoughts, Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF and former Personnel Chief at Homeland Security. And Jeff, this one seems to have a long afterglow as people try to analyze what's going on. And you're saying the recovery is just not simply the next day when people get back to work.
Hi, Tom. You're right. It's not. You know, when you look at what happens with these things, we send people home, we bring them back, and people say, the shutdown's over. But, you know, all we have is a budget deal that lasts until February 8th. So that means that agencies are not able to do the planning they're supposed to be able to do. If you're an agency that has a contract that you need to pick up an option year on right now, you may not be able to do that because you don't have money to commit for the rest of the year. You don't know if you can hire the people you need because you don't know what your budget's going to be. And, you know, if you look at what's going on right now on Capitol Hill, they really don't have an idea yet of what the budget for the rest of the year is going to look like. And keep in mind, we're talking about a fiscal year that began on October 1st. So, you know, we're 4 months into a fiscal year and people still don't know what kind of money they're going to have. And once they do get the money, that has to filter down through the agency's financial management channels. And probably in March, agencies will be told what they've got. And then they're going to have this rush to get the money spent because they have very little time to get it done. So this is just a mess. I like the way you described it in the intro. It's this monster that keeps coming back.
Yeah, it is kind of like, to use another metaphor, Groundhog Day now with all these recurring CRs. And being an HR expert, what's your feeling about how this affects federal hiring, which is hard enough in the best of times?
Well, I think it sends a really strong message to people who might be considering a federal career that the federal government is not necessarily a stable employer. You know, people used to look at the government and say, well, you know, that's rock solid. That's one of the most stable employers you can find. Now we're sending the message that the government isn't necessarily that stable, and maybe you don't want to go to work for them. And some, you know, some occupations that may not be a problem, but if we're talking about hard to fill jobs like cybersecurity jobs, you know, why does somebody want to put the federal government high on their list of potential employers? I think it creates problems for the government, and it's not good. There's no way to get around this right now until Congress starts actually doing its job.
For DOD, I think there has been one in recent years, and for civilian agencies, there have been several, and that is continuing resolutions that simply go the entire length of what would have been the new fiscal year. And I'm wondering, at what point in a fiscal year with this situation that a program manager realizes it ain't going to happen and just kind of gives up on what would have happened had there been regular order way back when?
Yeah, I think the fact that some of these agencies may see a continuing resolution for the entire year is a big problem for them. If you've got a continuing resolution, you can't do new starts. So if you've got a program you were hoping to get rolled out this year that's a new program, typically under a CR, unless it's specifically called for in the CR, you can't start anything new. So some agencies are going to find that they may not be able to do things that they really need to do. And it doesn't really matter if it's a popular program or if it's a program that has bipartisan support. If it's new and you have a CR, you generally can't do it. So it's a real problem for a lot of folks.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF and former Personnel Chief at Homeland Security. Now, somewhere along the line, I guess it was the Office of Personnel Management changed the titles of people who come to work and who don't. It used to be you were critical employee or necessary or whatever, and unnecessary or uncritical. Now people are accepted or they're furloughed. Did that have any material effect on anybody, or is it just what?
Well, what it is there are basically three categories of people. There are people who are exempt from shutdowns, and those are people whose money is not appropriated. So if you've got an agency that's entirely fee-funded, for example, their employees may be exempt. You have other people who are accepted because the work that they do is critical to protecting, you know, life and property and national security. So the Border Patrol agents, for example, we're not going to send them home during a shutdown and open the border and say, everybody, come on in. And then you have people who are furloughed. People used to talk about essential and non-essential employees, and that sent the message that, you know, if you got non-essential employees, a lot of people would say, well, why do we need them at all if they're not essential? Well, you know, some agencies, 95% of the people would come into that under that heading. And so I think changing the terminology helped. The downside, of course, is that people learn the old terminology and they haven't unlearned it. And so you see lots of people still talking about essential and non-essential employees. And that's not a correct term, and it actually doesn't really have any meaning anymore.
Now, at Homeland Security, you had a lot of accepted employees, the Border Patrol agents and the TSA officers and so on, quite a number, probably half the department. What's your sense of people that are what we now call accepted, people doing frontline work, sometimes dangerous work or strenuous work? What's it like for them when they look back to headquarters and it's as if the lighthouse went dark for the night?
Well, the problem they have is a lot of the times the people who support them are not accepted. So, for example, if you do work that requires contract support, you may find that your contracting officer isn't accepted and he or she went home. So you may find that the support you need isn't there. The other problem is when you have a longer term shutdown, like the one we had in 2013 that lasted, I think, 16 days, you know, these folks don't get paid during a shutdown. So they're told, come to work and do your work, and we will get back to you about money when this is all over. And that's a problem for some people. There are a lot of folks who live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, we always tell people you need to save money and you should have a reserve. The reality is that a lot of people don't do that or actually can't do that because their finances are so tight. And so we're telling people when we have these longer shutdowns to come to work and we will get back to you on pay. Now, this last shutdown only lasted, you know, one business day for most people. For a lot of these accepted employees, it actually was 3 days because, you know, if you look at the Border Patrol, for example, or Customs and Border Protection officers, they're working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And so a lot of people would have been affected by a 3-day shutdown over a weekend. What concerns me is, you know, we might be in the same position again and talking about a shutdown again. So it's the monster keeps coming back.
Yeah, and it also violates something really fundamental for a lot of people, which is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13, to not withhold wages until the morning.
I'm not familiar with that particular one, but you're right, it does.
Well,
it's the good thing about this last CR, though, is it did say that federal employees who are furloughed any time during this fiscal year because of a shutdown, we'll get back pay. So if we do have another shutdown, at least we know that the federal workforce will be guaranteed they will be paid for the time that they're off.
Well, maybe the payday loan companies could have a new product and call it furlough loans.
Furloans.
All right. We'll coin something new here. All right. We'll get together with our banker and set it up. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF, former Personnel Chief at Homeland Security. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.